Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, right here, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, to our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing or where you're doing it at, thanks for the great job you're doing keeping America rolling along. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our all-new website by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us for hour number two is Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's say the pledge for the second time and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Then we emphasize those two great words, under God, because this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, during the break, we had a little message from our long-lost friend up in Indiana, Dave in Indiana, and he said, good morning, Captain and Kyle. Just had another failed surgery today. Next in line for a bypass. Just thought I'd say hi to you guys. And yes, it's cold up here. You guys are still number one on my hit parade. Great show as usual. Well, thanks, Dave. We sure do appreciate it. And you take care of yourself. And Ms. Rosemary heard that. And I know that her thoughts and prayers and the prayer warriors are going to be in your corner, too, my friend. So there you go.
Absolutely. We're pulling for Dave and send our best wishes and prayers. Absolutely.
Yep, absolutely. And he's one of our longtime listeners, too, and we appreciate him and his family. And he's another one that's got a dog.
Mm-hmm.
So, and by the way, Maria, I said they used to trade dog pictures back and forth, so Maria and Dave. I used to remember seeing that in the chat room. All right, and I think his dog's name is Cooper. Yeah, it is, Cooper. All right, tell you what, let's talk a little bit about something else that they're trying to do. We've had two senators that are on the Judicial Committee test positive for COVID-19. And Judge Barrett's confirmation hearing, supposedly, according to Charlie Schumer, if you listen to Chucky Boy Schumer, has been jeopardized. And it should be postponed now because these two senators have tested positive. Well, again, one of them is Mike Lee. The other one is Senator Tillis out of North Carolina. Both of them have said we're fine. When we're supposed to vote on this, we'll be there. We'll vote and we'll be A-okay. So they're trying everything they can to try to just throw monkey wrenches into the works wherever and whenever they can.
Well, certainly. Barring some other kind of development, there's no reason why hearings or any of these kinds of things can't be carried on. just as they interviewed Comey, right? He was interviewed remotely.
There's a piece of work.
Well, of course, but all of this is doable within the context of the greater pandemic and any specific cases that we might be dealing with in terms of if you tested positive, one of the two senators testing positive, this kind of thing. So, yeah, they can definitely move forward. And by the way, this is a crucial issue. The country needs to have the justices, all the justices, seated on the court. Mm-hmm. It really, really is important, and it's not something you can just sort of, well, that's an excuse. We can't do this now.
Now, I just got a direct message here from Shelley. Shelley's listening to us in Denver on AM 710 KNUS. Thank you very much, Shelley. Appreciate you doing that. And the question is, Captain, do you think President Donald Trump will pick up votes as a result of this? The Democrats up here talking on the radio today were acting like as if he was going to lose votes, and this was a ploy on his part to make it look like he was sick when he really wasn't.
Well, if of course we talked about MSNBC host Joy Reid.
She needs to be taken off the air.
Yeah,
I'll tell her to it.
Yeah, but just giving a platform to that kind of nonsense. No, the president isn't faking this, for one thing. And actually, though, I don't think the president will lose support, but I agree with you, Captain. I think he will actually gain support. First of all, there are those that support the president to begin with, but then there are those who are watching this very closely. They will see that he comes through this, that he is courageous, and he will be a symbol for all of America to be able to know that even though we have this great challenge, we can meet it and we can actually come out stronger. It's not something we run away and hide from. And the president's demonstrating this. He's literally on the front line.
And Shelley, I will once again reference what I said earlier. I believe that this is going to represent 1 to 2 million votes for President Donald Trump. And let me see here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana.
Yes, sir. You're going to get caught up in a break, but we're going to hold you over, but keep going.
I heard tonight that they think there was a super spreader at the White House when he announced Amy Comey Barrett.
That's what it appears to be. That's why I said that in the first hour. Uh-huh.
So, you know, it takes about 6 or 7 days. That puts it in, because that's the only place where everybody was there, including Kellyanne Conway. So you look at this, you better hope the witness doesn't have it, too.
Yeah, hold that thought. If you want to carry on, hold that thought. You going to hang in there?
Yeah, I'll be here.
All right, hold that thought. Kyle, you too. Folks, I'll be right back with more. We have to take a break, and when we come back, we'll have Dan DeMann up in Indiana and Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we'll get into a little chat here. By the way, the president is resting comfortably right now, resting comfortably at Walter Reed. And I'm sure everything's going to work out just fine.
This is the Captain America Third Watch.
Hey, everybody. Confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. And by the way, folks, there is gold waiting in your windshield. Give it an inspection today, and if it's chipped or cracked, you'll get $100 guaranteed when you have it replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs and give you a lifetime warranty, including cars, trucks, and vans. Florida comprehensive insurance is required, and from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa and Sarasota and down to Port Charlotte and other surrounding areas, Auto Glass America will actually come to your home or office, process your insurance claim with your give you a premium quality windshield and $100 cash back when you mention me, the captain. All you got to do is give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America, and tell them Captain Matt Bruce sent you. And Kyle, what do they like to say?
Auto Glass America.
There he goes again with those melodic tones. Okie dokie. Well, we're going to go back to the telephone lines and pick up where we left off. We've got Dan, a man in Lafayette, Indiana. And Dan, go ahead. We had to stop because of the break there.
Well, I just think that, you know, you had two people on the Judiciary Committee in the Senate and Kellyanne Conway. So it was a mixture of senators on that committee, Republican senators. And you had Kellyanne Conway, a former staffer, and the campaign manager. So there was a super spreader there. I am told that most super spreaders never show a symptom.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
What they're going to have to do is go through everybody that was there and have them tested to find out who it is. But this was not the time for this to happen, as you probably already know.
Well, I would not put this past the Democrats to do this intentionally, and I said it earlier in hour number one. I just threw it out there for what it's worth.
Well, after everything happened in 2020, you kind of wonder about it. So we'll see. But I think they probably already know who it is. I would think by now. If they were smart, they would. But I just think you're starting to see a little bit. I was told this morning that Lindsey Graham's in trouble in South Carolina. I believe he is. I think he's not going to want to stick around in Washington too long on these committee hearings. I think what he'll do is he'll want to get back home and start campaigning, because there's a month now. You know, November 3rd, October 3rd. This is the first time I've ever seen this guy rattled and a little bit nervous about something, because I don't think Graham's ever had a real knockdown, drag-out election fight. I think he's got one now.
Let me ask you a question. Can they not just take this nomination and just put it on the floor and see if they can pass it?
Well, yeah, you can do it up until the time January 1st. That's if you don't want to go past that, because I don't know if they can hold on to the Senate. I don't know if the Republicans can hold on to the Senate. And once you've got it passed, once you get it past the election, you're going to have a lot of people rethinking this, like Mitt Romney.
Well, let me ask you another question. I've made this statement several times so far tonight. President Trump is going to come through this coronavirus and flying red, white, and blue colors, and he's going to be tougher than ever. He's going to have the credentials, not only with the record that he had to begin with and the fact that things are getting better, the economy picked up, the unemployment dropped again yesterday, and now he's going to have the attachment to him that he beat coronavirus. I think he's just added 1 to 2 votes to his total. 1 million, sorry. 1 to 2 million votes to his total.
Man, I hope you're right. I hope you're right. But, you know, I look at what his campaign's done, you know, the last past week. They pulled TV ads out of a lot of swing states. So I think he's given up on a couple of states. So, it's like I said, we're going to go down to the wire on this one. If Trump wins, it's going to be close. It's going to be as close as it was with Hillary. Maybe even closer. And if Biden wins, it's going to be a big win.
Okay, one last question. Blue Lives Matter. Does that mean anything in this race?
To his hardcore base, Trump's hardcore conservative base, everything. It's one of them. One of the top five.
Is it going to add votes from the Democrats that normally would have voted Democrat, the union guys and the police departments?
Yeah, maybe a little.
No, you're wrong. And here's where you're wrong, and I've been waiting for you to say that. I've been in touch with a lot of police officers all around the country. I'm telling you, Dan, there's a blue wave that's coming this time. It's not the Democratic wave that we refer to when we talk about blue wave. The police officers, their families, their supporters, their relatives, the retired cops can't wait to vote against these Democrats. They can't wait, and I'm hearing it and seeing it everywhere.
That I would agree, but what's their overall total? How many cops do you got in 50 states? Or how many cops do you got in swing states that can make a difference?
Enough to maybe swing a local election. How's that?
Well, there you go.
Yeah,
I agree. They can swing a local a countywide or a city election,
or even a congressional election, right?
Yeah, that would be another one.
Yeah,
I'm just you know, the way they got these paper ballots, it's a down ballot. It's just not for Trump. It's for Senate, Congress, whatever.
And that's
and
the
people
thing.
People don't take that as. Yep. Yeah, they get the House reinforced, the Democrats, that is, and then they're there forever. Hey, these paper ballots work.
Yeah, well, not this time, because I'm telling you, the people down the ballot that started talking about defunding or reallocating funding to the police, if they were a Democrat and they're in Congress, they could be out of a job, and that's what I'm hearing. Okay, I got to let you go, but thanks very much.
One other thing.
Yeah.
I'm hearing that next time around they want to preprint these, where they already X the box, which is the basic premises. If you agree with how we are voted on, send it in and we'll count it as a vote. You just have to just send it back in if you agree with it.
Oh, goody. All right. Thanks, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay. Talk to you later.
All righty. And it's always, Kyle, it's always interesting talking to Dan there. And, of course, this is the one thing, and I'm continuing to hear it. I heard it again today. I was at a couple of different places where there was a large group of police officers at the two different places I was at. They were off duty. They were eaten and whatnot. And the fact of the matter is that they were all talking, and a lot of them were Democrats. They're saying, hey, man, we listen to your program, and you're right. right. We're not voting for these guys. We're going to vote them out. And our congressman over here who said that he was all about reallocating funds and the police this and the police that, they're not going to vote for him. They are not going to vote for him.
Well, I think you're right. And I don't think that there's a lot that these incumbents could say to try to turn that back around. Because, you know, they had their chance to condemn the idea of defunding the police.
Do you know why there's no chance of them turning it around and why they can't sit there and say that they don't support this and that? It's called the 92-page platform from the Democratic Party that's out there that shows what they're going to do to the police department in it by reallocating funds.
Well, certainly. And of course, the general tone that's out there, that has been out there. Honestly, Captain, if you're a police officer or a sheriff's deputy, you know, these men and women are very concerned about the lack of support that they are getting. But they also do, Captain, I know this, because I talked to an L.A. County Sheriff deputy the other day. They appreciate so much the support that people give them and who know that they're putting their lives on the line every day.
Well, absolutely, yeah. And that's why on this show, Blue Lives Matter, All Lives Matter, and I don't care if people don't like hearing that or not, but I don't do it in alphabetical order. All Lives Matter. Hashtag All Lives Matter. Hashtag Blue Lives Matter. How about that?
Well, sounds good. Absolutely.
Yeah, and I mean it when I say it. I mean it. It's not something I'm just throwing out there to say it, because having been a retired firefighter and working with a lot of police in a lot of different circumstances, the big joke we used to have was when they didn't have a search warrant and they wanted a door broke down, somebody would holler fire and we'd have to bust down the door to make sure.
It works.
I'm not sure if they still do that in some of the big cities, but they were doing it then.
Yep. But again, you know, the support from people across the highways and byways, that is going to outweigh all of the negativity and all of this nonsense that we're hearing about from the far left and the Democrats.
Yeah, and the experimental drug that's been used on President Trump, the Regeneron, the antibody cocktail that he got, apparently was just the first course, if you will, in what's going to happen next, because now they're going to be giving him resveratrol. And then we understand that after that, there's a possibility we could be back to the hydroxychloroquine, which is something that he took earlier as a precaution, because maybe he did have the sniffles or something and felt he was coming down with something, and that was a way to beat it. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. And one of the reasons that they don't want to vote on the Supreme Court judges, because guess what case is coming up next? Real soon, like. Within a month. Oh, guess what case is coming up? We'll tell you when we come back. It says it all right here. Says it all. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, Weekend Edition. Don't go nowhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is taking precautions by staying in the hospital after finding out he has COVID-19. First Lady Melania was also diagnosed with the virus. She is remaining at the White House. Before he left, he tweeted a message saying he was doing well and the First Lady is also doing well. He thanked people for the well wishes and support. Former Vice President Joe Biden and his wife Jill tested negative. He also wished the President and First Lady well during a campaign event in Michigan. But he also said the virus is not going away yet.
We have to do our part to be responsible. It means following the science, listening to the experts, washing our hands, social distancing. It means wearing a mask in public and means encouraging others to do so as well.
Senator Kamala Harris and her husband have also tested negative. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. This portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, if you need a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits or vegetables either, then I've got a deal for you. It's called Balance of Nature. And for a limited time, you can save 35% at Balance of Nature on your order. All you have to do is go to their website, balanceofnature.com, use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, or you can give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. But to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, save 35%, balanceofnature.com. And we're back with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, yesterday we got the new job numbers. And America added 661,000 jobs last month, according to the jobs report. The unemployment rate fell down to 7.9%. And there's some people out there, some prognosticators, depending on where you look, that are saying that we're approaching an economic slowdown. But September had very positive job numbers that actually confirm that we're still experiencing the most dynamic economic recovery in American history. We're doing better than the experts say, but they're still trying to preach the doom and gloom on us.
Well, that's right. And in some cases, Captain, that doom and gloom is perpetuated, obviously, because of politics, especially here in California. Notwithstanding, of course, what we're monitoring with the president and the outbreak there, with him and some members of his staff, the senators and all those people who were in close proximity the other day. But, for example, Captain, in California, there is no end in sight, as far as I can tell, in terms of getting things like theme parks, like Disneyland open. And you've got Disney beginning the process of laying off literally thousands and thousands of workers, 28,000 to start with. This isn't going to be easy, and it's not going to get better anytime soon. But people do want to get back to work.
Now, you want to talk about somebody laying off workers. How about the aircraft industry? Because American Airlines, I think, is talking about laying off 20,000 people, like right now. Airline companies are talking about adding even more than that. I believe the total is about 50,000 because, quite honestly, all the flights aren't back. All the people aren't flying. There's people now that actually, and by the way, train ridership is up.
Yeah, exactly. But part of this problem too, Captain, is that there has been no other help. The stimulus has been tied up forever by the Democrats.
That's who's doing it.
Yeah, and so what's happening is that we're actually seeing a bad problem get worse because the help isn't there. And so these companies have no choice but to start these kind of draconian measures. And it really doesn't have to happen that way.
So Steve Mnuchin and Nancy Pelosi are still talking back and forth about the stimulus. They're still hundreds of millions of dollars apart. I believe the president and his people have come up to $1.5 trillion, and Nancy's at $2.2 trillion. So if you split the difference, that's $1.85 trillion. I don't think they'll do that. I think Nancy's holding out for everything she can because she wants a $1,200 stimulus check for every illegal alien in this country. And notice I called them alien.
Yeah, well, and again, this is the kind of stuff that voters really will reject because what's happening now is that her political ambitions are outweighing, you know, the their own lives in terms of being able to make rent.
Yeah.
And so this is very powerful stuff. And unfortunately, maybe she just thinks that they can, you know, let them eat cake or something like that.
Yeah, and the legals that are here, the legal Latinos that are here, do not want the illegals getting anything. They just want them to leave.
Well, precisely. There's a lot of people who have immigrated to the United States.
Okay.
And they did it legally.
All right.
Right.
Now, I want to talk about the Supreme Court because we talked about this during the break, and I don't want to forget about this. The Supreme Court will soon hear its first abortion case post Ruth Bader Ginsburg. This is another reason why the Republicans are trying to get Judge Barrett on the court.
That's true. Now, as I understand, Captain, this particular case that will be coming up, this has to do with the so-called abortion pill, basically. It's a pill that induces a miscarriage, basically.
Can take right up until, I think it's the seventh month or something like that.
Right, exactly. So that's what they're going to be evaluating, whether or not those who receive it, I believe, have to go through these what they call risk evaluation and mitigation strategies, this kind of stuff. So it will be very interesting. Now, this is not a landmark case in the sense of that it would overturn Roe v. Wade.
No, of course not.
But it is a very important milestone in terms of the availability of this kind of thing.
Now, did you hear that former Reagan administration White House Chief of Staff James Baker came out and said he's going to vote for Donald Trump?
He's going to vote for Trump. That's right. That's really something. It's so funny, especially at a time when some people are, you know, trying to line up to say, well, we're not going to vote for Trump or this and that. And it's interesting to me, Captain, we always see a headline that says Republicans say they won't vote for Trump. Well, a lot of times, sometimes they would be like rhinos in many cases. And so it's not surprising, but it's put out there like this is a bombshell.
Now, Twitter and Facebook leave a lot to be decided sometimes, right?
Yep.
Well, Twitter says they will suspend the accounts of anyone wishing death on President Trump. However, there's a little clause in that. They'll remove the posts, but they may not remove the poster.
Right. In other words, they may not take away the account, but they are looking for these tweets that pretty much risk death upon anyone. And I thought they were right in saying they're not going to allow their policy
on
anybody.
And you got one there from, what, a former Obama administrator?
Yes. This is a former Hillary Clinton aide, spokesperson, rather, for Hillary Clinton. Also someone who worked in the Barack Obama administration. And her name is Zahra Rahim, if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Great Irish name.
Right. And she says, this is her tweet. Now, this tweet was deleted. I'm going to read it, but I'm going to warn everybody, this is unfortunately just a horrible example of meanness and stupidity. She says, it's been against my moral identity to tweet this for the last 4 years, but I hope he dies, unquote. And oh my gosh, Captain, there is so much going on there. Really? I can't imagine a moral identity, and she wants somebody to die that is immoral.
Yeah, I think the name says it all.
Well, she was working for Hillary Clinton, and then we've got Representative Ilhan Omar.
Wonderful.
Yeah, she's blasting Trump for actively spreading the virus. And
but yet she's out there voter harvesting. What's she spreading?
No kidding. Well, that doesn't go along with our democracy.
By the way, do you want to beat the Dems at their own game?
Sure.
Bring up the DNC platform, the 92 pages, and tell the country what's in it.
Well, that's very
important. Or tell them to go get it, print it, and look at it, and start reading it.
Well, why do you think, on the campaign trail at least, you hear things from the Biden camp that sound like they're kind of from Trump in many cases? They're trying to hide all this stuff that they have to have in their platform to placate the far left.
They don't want you to know what's in
right.
there. Yep.
Exactly. But they're trying to cobble it all together and
yep.
trying to make the center hold.
Yep. And again, folks, in case you haven't heard, Kellyanne Conway, Bill Stepien, the manager of the Trump campaign, North Carolina Senator Tillis, who's on the Judicial Committee, voting on the Judge Barrett, as well as Utah Senator Mike Lee, who's also on the same committee, have all tested positive for coronavirus. Charlie Schumer wants to postpone the vote of the judge because, we got two of our members have coronavirus. Well, here's the deal. Both of them will have time enough to come back if everything's okay, and I'm sure it will be. Both of them will have time to come back and just vote, do their job, and continue on trucking, as they say.
Well, absolutely. And this is, I have to say, it's the American way. We have to keep these gears going. This is precisely what the left wants. They want to have everything sort of be hamstrung at this point. But if there's a way to do it and do it safely, and still make sure that we have all the justices on the Supreme Court. And by the way, it is so important, Captain, that people understand that the Biden camp and even Kamala Harris, they are mum's the word on whether or not they're going to pack the court. That's an easy question to answer, and they won't answer it.
Well, of course not, because I know where they're going to do it.
That's right. It tells you everything you need to know.
Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We're going to be doing the final National Highway, Truckers Highway and Byway report for the night. So don't go anywhere. And then Denise Simon comes up right after that, and away we go. So I'll be back. Don't go nowhere. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, there she is, Donna Fiducia, the New Jersey horse gal, cow gal, down there in Carrollton, Georgia, way with her husband, the D&D Ranch there in Carrollton, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia, and a big hoo-ah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by the folks at the Pilot and Flying J truck stop closest to you. You see that big old Pilot or Flying J sign, pull on in there. Tell them the captain sent you. Tell them that you heard me tell you about them on the radio, and you'll get yourself a free hot cup of coffee. And now, you want to get in the driver's club too, get your points for the fuel that you buy, the food that you buy, the stuff you buy in the store, and you accumulate those points, and you can use them for all sorts of neat stuff there at the Pilot or Flying J. And we're going to go rooster cruising.
Little song I wrote, little boogie tune called Race Radio. Little song for that left lane goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 calf sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a terrorized Pete, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dad's. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
Alrighty, that's Ray Carlisle. He's at the bone with his radio. And there you go. All right, I'm going to bring Kyle Warren in here. I'm going to read the weather statement, Kyle, and then I'll give it to you. Very warm and dry conditions will lead to critical fire weather conditions over portions of the west and eastward into the plains. Meanwhile, locally heavy rainfall is expected over parts of Florida. We've already got flood watches down in South Florida through the weekend, and mainly cool weather will prevail from the Midwest to the East Coast, especially up along I-80. I-90, I-70 with periodic bouts of light rainfall. So take it away. What's going on out west?
Well, Captain, as you talked about some of the critical fire danger, we're looking at that tonight, and the state of Montana all the way from the border with Canada on down towards the border with Wyoming. But basically in the center part of the state, this includes Great Falls, skirting around Helena and down through Bozeman. This means they're going to have some gusty winds and some low humidity. So be careful if you're coming across I-90 or traveling up I-15 there. Down in the I-25 corridor in Colorado, in Denver, Fort Collins, Colorado Springs area, air quality alerts, of course, there because of wildfire smoke, and that drifts on up towards Laramie, Wyoming, in the south of Wyoming. So if you're coming across I-80, you want to be careful of that. The air quality alerts in Central California are going to stay there, they say, until the fires are extinguished. They're getting a good handle on them from what we understand, and that's good. But we also still have air quality alerts in southern Oregon, traveling up the 5 freeway through Medford, and then on up through Eugene and Salem and Portland. We still have that air stagnation there, which combines with pockets of smoke to just make the air quality very bad. The big air masses can't mix together too easily. Down in Southern California, we seem to be cooling down from where we were in triple digits. Over in Phoenix, though, we're looking at 102 for Saturday, and in Palm Springs, California, 109 on Saturday, so still pretty hot out there in those desert areas, and that's what it looks like out west tonight.
Well, it's not hot where I'm going to talk about, because halfway across Wisconsin from about Madison all the way over towards just north of Milwaukee and up to Green Bay, you've got a frost warning tonight, hard freeze warning north to Green Bay, by the way. Northern Michigan tonight, you got a freeze warning, hard freeze warning up there. The rest of Michigan's under a frost warning. The northeastern corner and halfway across I-90, you got in Indiana, you've got a frost warning. Most of Ohio, a frost warning, north, south, east, west. The western part of Pennsylvania, frost warning. West Virginia, frost warning through most of the state. The mountains of Virginia, the mountains of North Carolina, frost warning too. So if you're on I-81, I-85, you want to make sure you got your fuel right, because if you're going north right now, you better have your fuel additives in there, because if you're not running with full tanks of fuel, you know what happens when the water gets in there and it screws everything up. Now, down in Florida, from about Lake Okeechobee, that would be about Fort Pierce on I-95, on up to Daytona, you've got some flood watches in effect today for heavy rain coming in there on the east side of Florida. I've also got a system, low pressure system, that is going to make it a little rough along the Georgia coast and from Jacksonville north up to the South Carolina line. Some rip currents in there, some really rough seas. And then in the Gulf of Mexico, down there, sitting down by the Yucatan, we got us a big old low pressure system with another system going to catch up to it, chase it, and we don't really know what's going to happen, Kyle, but right now I've got a big wide swath looking at anywhere from Mobile, Alabama to Houston, Texas.
Yes, that's right, Captain. In fact, it's the 24th named storm that we have this season, Tropical Storm Gamma. And at last report that I find, it looks like it was moving about 9 miles per hour, 85 miles south-southeast of Cozumel, Mexico.
Yeah, and again, we're not really sure where it's going to go. They're not really sure. There's one swath that takes it to the left, and there's another swath that brings it to the right towards the Florida coastline, over towards my way, and then there's another one that takes it north, so we'll see. All right, tell everybody how we can hear your show there, Mr. Kyle.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you on Monday morning.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We appreciate him doing a bang-up job again. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, the president is at Walter Reed Medical Center. He's been given a drug that's experimental. He's also probably going to be on a regimen, I'm not sure if it's going to be full-time or not. It's going to be, let's see, remdesivir, and they're talking about hydroxychloroquine again. So what's going on here?
Well, first they have been giving him zinc, vitamin D, and they have administered, he referred to a cocktail that's experimental. It's actually not experimental. It's in its third phase of trials. And they asked for special permission from the drug company and the FDA to give him a dosage of what is known as Regeneron. Regeneron.
Yeah.
Now, this particular cocktail, interestingly enough, is what is known as an antibody cocktail. And yesterday in your show, I talked about what is something called the flu load or the virus load. Uh-huh. And this particular cocktail or drug does address the load, reducing it substantially. And so he was administered that as by request. There have been some excellent results coming out of these trials. Again, it's in its third phase. And what they saw in the third phase is not much different than what was in phase two. So they're just, it's kind of like in making sure that they have all the information on this that they want. But it's a low dose, and it's got some excellent results to it. So what they're doing is they're, and I haven't heard any of the news pundits say this, but something tells me that it's not that Trump is in serious condition by a long shot. It's just that they want him in and out as fast as possible. As he probably said, get me out of this situation. So he probably wants to be back on the campaign trail in 2 days, you know?
Yeah, well, it's going to be 5 or 6 minimum. But anyway, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is the website. FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the different things she writes. Sign up for it, and away you go. And Cousin Vinny, what are you doing? Bombing the Middle East? Cousin Vinny just put up a bunch of airplanes here on the chat room.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.